This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, I've fallen in love with her boyfriend. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a single female, and I moved to a new city 3 years ago for a new job. I did not have any family or friends in the city, but I instantly bonded with a male coworker, and we've become really close. He was really great at helping me get settled and showing me around town and everything. He has a girlfriend, though, of 8 years with a child, and I've always respected that. We would get flirty here and there, but it was always harmless at first. He'd complain about his girlfriend and their constant arguments and their boring sex life. I tried to ignore my feelings for him, but the more he opened up to me, the more attractive he became. The harmless flirting turned into a one-night stand, and that one-night stand turned into 2 years of great sex, sometimes four times a week, and it's the best sex we've both had. We see each other at work, after work, and on weekend getaways. I tried to end things with him because I'm falling in love with him, but I can't seem to stay away from him, and he feels the same way. He said his family has guilted him into staying with his girlfriend, but it's been 8 years, so it should be clear to her that he does not want to marry her. I've never pressured him to leave her because I'm the homewrecker at this point, but I'm growing more and more jealous of their relationship. This is something that eats at me, and I'm finding it hard to let go of him. How can I move on without this great man and that I'm in love with? Should I give him an ultimatum and see if his heart is really with me or with her? Could it be that he's just bored at home? My heart is so confused. Well, what are you confused about? I mean, what do you want? This whole letter is about him and not enough about you and what you want. I mean, this man is not going anywhere. He's not going to leave you. And why would he at this point? Because he's got the best of both worlds. He's got her. He's had her for 8 years. And he's got you. He can do you whenever he wants. You know, you guys are together at work, after work, on weekend getaways. He can get it in. He's not going to stop or he's not going to make a move until you do something, okay? I don't care what it is. You ask about an ultimatum. I don't care if you give him an ultimatum. Look, her or me. I don't care. If you make a speech about it, do that. Tweet it. Put it on Instagram. Do everything you have to do. I mean, who cares what you do? You just got to do something. You want change? You got to change it. You got to be the one to do it. Don't be so caught up with him and the Bex. What did you say? The best sex you've ever had. That you just continue to let him use you because that's what he's doing. I mean, you'll look up one day and it'll be you in it for 8 years. You've already put in two and nothing. So all you have is six more to go and you'll be just like her. And please, please do not get pregnant by this man. Please don't do that. So I just got to tell you, you got to decide what you want. You got to let him know. And if you don't get what you want out of him, it's time to move on. Plain and simple. It's time to move on. Steve?
Well, the key to this letter is I've fallen in love with her boyfriend. Ta-da! You're already behind the eight ball. All right, here we go. You met this guy. He's out of town, all this. He's really great. Helped you settle in. Got a girlfriend 8 years and a child. I love when people say this. I've always respected that.
Right.
Really? But well, let me show you how what happens to respect. Y'all would get flirty here and there, but it's harmless. That ain't ever harmless. Little bitty flirting, trust me, somebody trying to get something started. And according to me, it looked like both of y'all. Then he'd complain about his girlfriend, always arguing in their boring sex life. This sex so boring, they done made a baby. Woo, this boring sex. Let's make a baby. Tried to ignore my feelings for him, but the more he opened up to me, the more attractive he became. Then she said that the harmless flirting turned into a one-night stand that turned into 2 years of great sex. Okay, see, hold on. See, when people say a one-night stand turned into 2 good years of sex, at what point was she even considering this just for one night? No, the man had become more and more attractive to you. That's why you had what you want to call a one-night stand, but it was simply you starting what you've been wanting to start for quite some time. Now, this one-night stand had turned into 2 damn years. He been having the same boring sex with this other woman for 8 years. It must not be that damn boring.
Right.
Because the 8 years of boring sex of somebody that you're not married to? Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. That makes no sense, little girl. Your hair turned into 2, sometimes 4 times a week. It's the best sex we've both had. We see each other at work, after work, on the weekend. Shirley's absolutely right. You are so convenient to him. You're 4 times a week, after work, at weekend, getaways, all this hell. Where is this 8-year relationship at if y'all having sex 4 times a week? It ain't but 7 days in a week. You already done took up 4. More he got hell. To bathe one of them days or so.
Hold on, Steve. We'll get part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject of today's Strawberry Letter, I've fallen in love with her boyfriend. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Part 2 of your response to the Strawberry Letter. Let's recap, please.
All right, we got this lady. Moved to this city, met this man, co-worker. He was real helpful. Helped to get settled in. But he got this girlfriend 8 years and they got a child. She just threw that in. He has a girlfriend of 8 years and a child. You know, that's a pretty big deal. 8 years and a baby. But I've always respected that. That's what I like. I love that line right there.
That's your favorite line.
I've always respected that. Because I would want someone to respect my relationship. So I respected his. Then one day she got sick and tired of all this damn respect. Skip all this respect. Let's have sex for one night. But I'm gonna give it to you so good you're gonna want it for a long time. And then you'll be mine. 2 years later, here she comes to write this letter. Having some great sex, best they've ever had, 4 times a week. Oh, everywhere. At work, on the job, after the job, on the weekend, getaways.
It's too much.
4 days a week. It's 7 days in a week. Where is this heifer that he been with for 8 years with this baby? If you having sex with him 4 times a week, how many days do the other girl get? Because he still got to go down there.
Well, 3.
Well, that's 7 days a week. You can't do that. got to get some damn rest.
Rest. Somewhere in here.
You say physically.
I don't give a damn how, who Recharge. You are. You got to so go somewhere and get your ass some rest.
Recharge.
I've tried to end things with him because I'm falling in love with him. Mm. But I can't seem to stay away from him, and he feels the same way. Well, that's because you sprung. You whipped. Got your nose open. You've been hammered.
Not hammered.
What? Yeah, that's on? Old school. You've been hammered. Yeah. So now, he said his family has guilted him into staying with his girlfriend. What? This his family fault now? They done guilted him into staying with his girlfriend. That's what he came up with. That's what he's telling you why it's been 8 years. That's why he's been with you for 2 years. So let me ask you something. If his family has guilted him to staying with the girlfriend, why has he told you that he's been with you for 2 years? Have you ever thought about that? Mm-hmm. Is it guilt? Is it love? I haven't heard you say he's in love with you. You said you would try to end it because you've fallen in love with him. I didn't hear you say he said that. I've never pressured him to leave her because I'm the home wrecker at this point. Yeah, you've been that. Not at this point. You was the home wrecker 2 years ago. Don't think you just got the title today because you wrote the letter. But I'm growing more and more jealous of their relationship. This is something that eats at me, and I'm finding it hard to let him go. Well, let me ask you a question. If you're finding it hard to let him go, what do you have? None of this belongs to you. You don't have a relationship with a title. He can't take you over to the family's house. You ain't never been over there because they know that he got this baby, so you ain't welcome over there. And they done guilted you into staying with her, so now which makes you not even want to ask to go over there. You ain't had a Christmas with the man in 2 damn years. You ain't had no New Year's Eve with him in 2 damn years. I can promise you, you ain't. He ain't been at your house for Thanksgiving in 2 damn years. Cause he can't. You ain't had none of that. So when you say it's hard to let him go, what you letting go of? How can I move on without this great man that I'm in love with? This great man has two chicks. One got a baby, and don't neither one of y'all know about each other. This is who the great man is. Should I give him an ultimatum and see if his heart is really with me or with her? You're not going to do that because you're scared, because you already know. He had 8 years to leave and ain't left her yet. He been with you just two. Family ain't guilting him into staying with you. The family's guilting him into staying with her. Could it be that he's just bored at home? Hell yeah. And you all the excitement he can... Y'all everywhere. 4 times a week.
What?
If I'm coming by your house 4 times a week, do you know what's happening when I get over there?
Ooh.
Come on, boy.
What? To make me gas up and come over there 4 times a week?
Yes. What's happening?
You know how many lies I got to tell this woman with this baby, my girlfriend, to show up 4 times a week?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. I come in the door with Ben Gay on my back.
Stretching.
Icy hot. I got them bands and stuff. I'm doing Bikram yoga.
You gotta perform.
I'm all this. I got a Pilates machine in your garage. Mm-hmm. I'm doing everything. Girl,
a lot.
Listen to me. You're in a sexual relationship with a man for 2 years, and it's been great sex. That's all it is. Ask him, who would he prefer to be with? Just ask him. And then when he gives you the answer, just say, well, why aren't you? Because he's going to say, I would prefer to be with you. Mm-hmm. And then just say, why are you? And then watch this here. Watch. Ooh. That's all you got to do.
All right, Steve. Thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.